All right, here's Greg Valentine, who has just returned to our area just recently. And, Greg?
Yes, thank you, Bob. Since I've been back in the area, I've only been here maybe 2 or 3 days now. And before, when I left, a very good friend of mine by the name of Rick Flair, Flair and myself were very, very tight. Although when I left, we had some hardships because we lost the world title. So we actually never got pinned, but the NWA took it away, or it took the belts away from us, because we didn't show up for a match, which wasn't our fault. Now everybody says that Ric Flair won't talk to me. And it's true that I have seen the man in the last 2 or 3 days, and he hasn't paid any attention to me. But this might seem a little bit off text or off the wall, but I believe Ric Flair will talk to me. I believe that Ric Flair will become my partner again. I'd like to call him out here right now.
All right. Yeah, I'd be interested.
You hear that, Rick? I want you to come out here and talk to me right now. Your old friend, Greg Valentine. Remember me?
Let me see if I can get him. Greg, I was going to say at times I thought you and Rick were just about as close as brothers. You were just about that close.
Well, of course. Of course. We've done everything together. In fact, we were closer than brothers.
All right, and here is Rick. Rick, come around and talk.
Come around over here. Right here. Is that going to stand over here next to Mr. Valentine?
Mr. Valentine.
That's right.
He's a close friend of yours. What's the mister?
Well, there's no mister. There's no mister either. Greg and I were close friends. We did it all. We did everything there was to do in professional wrestling. Nobody ever beat us for the world belts. They were taken from us by the NWA, as everybody knows. So as far as I'm concerned, we left our partnership, and we left the wrestling world together on top.
What about friendship, though?
He still exists. I think Greg's a heck of a guy. But I have asked Greg. He knows it. We've talked on the phone. I've told Greg that things have changed around here. The Ric Flair has changed a little bit. He doesn't seem to want to accept that.
Listen, Rick, I haven't talked to you yet, not person to person. I wanted to do it right here on nationwide television. I want to ask you to be my partner again. Remember what we had together. We were an unbeatable combination. Nobody out there in that entire world, listen to me, nobody out there in that entire world could touch either one of us in the ring. We were the world champions, and I'm asking you to forget what's happened here in the last... I don't know what's happened, but all I know is when I left and went to New York, when I went to Japan, we were pals, we were friends like always. And I'm asking you to come back.
Well, let me explain this. I put a lot of thought in this. I knew this day would come, but I've watched you on TV recently. I haven't seen that you're wrestling with guys that are friends of mine anymore. I see you with Rashke and Jones. I see you with Snook and Stevens. And those guys just don't buy it for me, brother.
Well, wait a minute now. Who are your friends?
My friends are guys like Steamboat Youngblood. Even Mulligan and I are friends again. That's right. Mulligan and I are
Mulligan,
friends again.
Yeah. Mulligan. And Mulligan's a friend of his. Steamboat's a friend of his. Jay Youngblood's a friend of his.
Hey, Rick, I don't understand that. We rode along in the cars over miles and miles of road, airplanes, everything. You told me how much you hated Mulligan, how much you couldn't stand Steamboat. He was a little punk. How much you couldn't stand Jay Youngblood, all these guys. Now, you're telling me they're your friends? Man, someone's been brainwashing you or something. I can't understand it. I must have been gone too long, man. I can't digest that, Flair.
Well, you don't have to digest that. That's the way it stands.
I don't understand.
I'm not asking you to digest anything. You just accept things just like you accepted them before. This time it's Mulligan and Steamboat and me together again. It's Youngblood and me together again. Rufus R. Jones and me together again. And if you can't accept that, if you want to hang around with Snuka and Stevens, Rash,
hey, you know,
Jones,
so I'm,
you hang around.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called you out here, and I'm sorry I even asked you. I can't believe you, man. You have changed so much. I can't believe it. You've really gone soft, haven't you?
Do I look like I've gone soft?
You've,
Would you like me to show you how soft I've gone?
You have gone soft. You don't have to show me nothing. I can see it. I look at your face right now. You haven't even got any depth in your face like you, any character. Like, just think of all the money we could make together. And all you're thinking about right now is friendship. What is friendship in professional wrestling? It means absolutely nothing. This is a vicious sport that we are in. We're in this sport to make money, not to go out and sign autographs and get glory, and that's all you're thinking about. I'm thinking about money. And you better start thinking about money, Flair.
Hey, I got all the money I'll ever need. You know that, brother. I got all the money I'll ever need.
I got some friends now. I can hold my head high when I walk out. I got to have my car torn apart every night. People aren't throwing rocks at me. They're saying, Nature boy, you're all right. And if you're smart,
Nature boy, you're soft. Nature
hey,
boy,
hey, I'm going to conclude this right
are.
Now.
Hey,
Bob, you look real nice.
Hey, listen to
David
me.
David looks real nice. And you can stay looking real nice if you stay out of my way.
Listen to me. Mr. Flair, I got news from you. You walked away from me. You embarrassed me by walking away. I'm the same old Greg Valentine. Everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm in that ring for one reason, to make money. I like to stack money up. I don't like to stack letters up and read letters from my fans like I notice Ric Flair does now. He carries around a bag of letters all the time. He's so worried about what people are going to think about him. He's sickening. That's all I can say for it. He made me sick out here. I'm so sick I'm about ready to lose what I just ate for supper tonight. Flair, you disgust me. I'll tell you one thing. I've got some other wrestling friends around here that'll come along with me. Men like Ray Stevens. Men like Jimmy Snuka. These are men. I don't need your kind anymore, Flair.
Okay, David, I guess we now know where that friendship stands as of this moment.
That's right. We know something's going to happen. Something's got to happen.
It will have to.
Yes.
No doubt about that.
With two men like that, something has to happen.
All right, fans, and I'm glad we could have that for you right here on television.